So we are holding in Per Gimel, but we're still dealing in Per Gimel with the halachas of Kriya Shema, which we'll finish today. I think we have a quick guide over there. And we explained, we're still dealing with the ideas of Osit mitzvah, Patim and mitzvah. If you're involved in one mitzvah, Middle Rice, and you're exempt from a second one. And we're dealing with a case now of bearing a mace. Now, to give tanchumen, to give consolation in bearing mace, these are mitzvahs, actually mitzvah doraisa, nifum avelim, and therefore, if you're involved in that mitzvah, you're going to be pasur from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So now, if you remember yesterday, we said that when the custom was that after the avelim buried their mace, they would walk from the cavern, from the grave, and there would be two rows of the consolers standing there. And those rows are called a shura. Of course, you can imagine the shura can get very deep. There's a lot of people. And the question will be, who is able to fill the mitzvah of Nifum Avelim, because their face is close enough to see the mourners, and who's in the back of the pile, so no one can see them anyway. That's our Mishnah here. Kavru esameis, once they have buried the mace of that person, v'chazru, and now they're on the way back. These are the consolers, ambiguous here, but these are the consolers who are now on the way back toward standing in the shura. Im yecholim lahaschil, if they're able to start, v'ligmor, and also finish, this is the pashas, even the first pasuk, or the first parsha, ad shlo yigiu l'shura, you know, on their way, before they actually reach the shura, because once they get to the shura, they have a new mitzvah upon them. So if they're, you know, on the walking from the kever to the shura, the crowd there, yaschilu, then they should start. V'im lav, if it's not enough time to say, let's say, the first parsha of Kriya Shema, or even the first pasuk, then lo yaschilu, they're patur, they shouldn't start. Now, once they're in the crowd, so not everyone's, of course, exempt from the mitzvah, because not everyone can fulfill the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim actively, because if you're deep in the back, you can't see them, you can't express anything to them, the mourners. So, ha'omdim b'shura, those who are standing in the shura now, ha'panimim, if they're on the inside, i.e. they can see the face of the mourner, p'turim, that they're exempt from Kriya Shema because they're involved in the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. V'ha'chitzonim, those who are on the outer edges of this, you know, third, fourth, fifth, sixth row deep, they can't see the face anymore of the mourners, they're chayavim. They should say Kriya Shema to themselves on the side, the mitzvah of the Raisa.